The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, is with us. Thank you, Sarah, to join us. Talk to us about the possibility of Black Friday travel deals being available. You've been researching it for your website. I suppose a lot of people are wondering, will they be allowed to travel outside of their own county? But sometimes you can get good deals within your own county, or you can book in the hope that the restrictions are going to be lifted.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. Thanks for having me on. I've been doing lots of research and there's a great buzz around today. I have lots of interaction on the post, because I suppose the beauty of hotels now, and maybe one positive for consumers that's come out of COVID, is that all the hotels are offering free cancellation policies. So, you know, people are, you know, booking and hoping that they will be able to travel. And they know that if travel restrictions resume, that, you know, they're not going to lose any of their money. So it's a nice Christmas gift to give. It's a nice something to look forward to. And I suppose we're all trying to be a bit positive at the moment anyway. So it's something. The prices are so good as well. I mean, the prices are superb at the moment.
OK, well, let's give some examples. Overnight stays in Dublin, you've picked out two that you thought were particularly good deals.
Yeah, the Hyatt Centric is a nice four-star hotel there in the Liberties, and they have a few good pre-Christmas stays as well and post-Christmas. So the dinner, bed and breakfast for €75 per person. So if you can't leave your county and you want to try and arrange sort of a night out with your partner or your friend, it's a nice way to do it, particularly if indoor dining, we're still unsure how that's going to work out. You dinner, bed and breakfast for €75 per person. And they have dates right up to Christmas week. They've post-Christmas, they've some dates in January, February. So I thought that one was particularly good for a night out. Also, the Portmarnock Hotel, if you wanted something maybe, you know, on the coast, their rates are superb from January to April. It's a Black Friday deal they have as well. It's €76 per room, so €38 per person to stay in the Portmarnock Hotel. And if anyone's looking for a bit of luxury, the Intercontinental Hotel there in Dublin has a gorgeous luxury stay with dinner, bed and breakfast and an upgrade to a junior suite. Plus, you have free use of their swimming pool and wellness area, and that's €145 per person.
OK, you've also, I think a lot of people will be looking to use the Christmas and New Year holiday break, particularly if they didn't get away at all during 2020, as an opportunity. You've found a very good deal, New Year's Eve in Mayo.
Yeah, that's right. I was in Mayo myself this summer, and there's so much to do there. And there's a nice family run hotel just outside Ballina called the Twin Trees Hotel. And they had a superb rate. It's €99 for two nights per person. So that's checking in on New Year's Eve and staying for two nights. And it's like €99. It's just phenomenal value. They have a leisure centre, a swimming pool on site as well. So it's that was the best deal I could find for New Year by a mile.
OK, well, and I'm sure a lot of these deals, as soon as you mention them on air, they're going to get snapped up. But I suppose it also gives you the indication that, you know, if you look around, you will find things such as another deal you found down in Kenmare.
Yeah, for a few families looking to get away between Christmas and New Year, there was the Kenmare Bay Hotel. It's €258 for a two-night stay for a family of four. And they also have a leisure centre, a swimming pool on site. And that's checking in on the 29th and checking out on New Year's Eve. Prices, I do have a few posts on New Year stays as well, separate to Black Friday. So there are a few different deals around, but that one I thought was particularly good.
OK, but this is all on the travelexpert.ie website. Now, you've already been looking at hotel deals for 2021, and I'm sure people will be looking at, you know, at times when the schools maybe are there, if they can get away without the children, or if you don't have children, there may be opportunities. Starting, you found one on the Kilkenny Ormond to start with.
Yeah, these are, I suppose, a lot of these Black Friday deals where there's 20 and 30% off a lot of hotels between January, and some of them are up to May. But the Kilkenny Ormond is €55 for the room, like €28 per person. It's a four-star hotel. It's in the centre of Kilkenny. It has a swimming pool and it's available on there's so many dates. I couldn't believe. Now, it's Sunday to Thursday generally at that rate. The Friday and Saturdays would have a supplement. But even in May, it's €66 for the night. like, that's just phenomenal value. And it, all of these hotels, again, just to say, they all have free cancellation. So, you know, it's a nice gift to give somebody under the tree and without worrying, you know, can we go, can we not? It's just a nice thought to have. And there's a few kind of hotels around that kind of price range. The Oranmore Lodge in Galway is the same. The Riverside in Wexford. Even the Connemara Coast Hotel, it's a popular hotel right on the coast.
Know it well. Like,
that's €89 bed and breakfast. And they even have deals right up until July at €129 in July. So there's an awful lot of really good offers out there for people who are booking early.
That's a very good family-friendly hotel. And you've also done a Wexford, you have the Ferry Carrig as well, very good rates at present.
Yeah. The Ferry Carrig, a nice little spa break. That's €90 or €45 per person, bed and breakfast. And another one thing to note is that Select Hotels of Ireland, that's a group of 29 independently owned hotels, they have a special two nights for the price of one offer that's valid right up till the end of April. So you can get a two-night stay with breakfast from €129 midweek or €169 weekend. So, yeah, now if you're thinking, wondering of whether to give the gift of travel, this is a good year to do it.
OK, you've got some luxury hotel stays as well, a little bit more expensive, but at the same time, I think by comparison with normal prices, quite good value.
Yeah, I published my post this morning and by far the most popular was Mount Juliet. €130 per room, including breakfast, for a stay in Mount Juliet, like for a 5-star hotel of that standard, like it's phenomenal value. And that's valid, again, Sunday to Thursday from January up to May, I think. I checked and there was loads of dates available. And it's like €65 with breakfast. I mean, breakfast in a 5-star hotel could set you back €25-30 on its own, you know?
Yeah.
So to get that kind of price for Mount Juliet is phenomenal.
OK. And you also, if you want to go north, another golfing place, Lochearn Resort in Fermanagh.
Yeah, Lochearn have great. They've 40% off, 50% off their rates at the moment up till the end of March. It's £99 sterling midweek and £139 at weekend. And they also have rates of golf and spa treatments as well, discounts on different packages you can buy. And again, they all have flexible booking systems. You know, you book now and I think it's cancellation up to 3 days before.
Sarah, listener bringing up, are there any offers for people travelling on their own? Because single people supplement can often make it unaffordable.
Yeah, I do get asked this a lot, but I suppose you're really paying for the room. Now, a lot of the hotels will charge breakfast extra now. So I suppose you could have the room on your own and pay breakfast separately for breakfast. But you're still probably looking at, I think €55 is probably about the lowest rate I could find for a hotel room. That's like a 4-star hotel. It's still phenomenal value even on your own.
Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.